This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The congressional impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump is underway at this hour. It is a busy week of public hearings, and it's already been a day of compelling testimony. In the spotlight, Gordon Sondland. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on just who he is.
President Trump appointed Gordon Sondland, a major campaign donor, to be ambassador to the European Union, and it's believed he holds the key to whether Trump held up military aid to Ukraine to force an investigation into Democratic rivals. A State Department counselor in Ukraine testified he overheard Sondland reassuring President Trump on a cell phone call on July 26th that Ukraine's president agreed to investigate Trump's Democratic rivals. Four witnesses testified yesterday. Two said there was no quid pro quo. Former Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker defended former Vice President Joe Biden against GOP allegations.
I know how he respects his duties of higher office, and it's just not credible to me.
Republicans say the Democrats are just looking for a way to oust President Trump. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Sondland admitted pressuring Ukraine over military aid at the express direction of President Trump. He also said the White House and the State Department had made his congressional impeachment testimony more difficult by denying him access to large numbers of documents and other records.
This process has been challenging and in many respects less than fair. I have not had access to all of my phone records, State Department emails, and many, many other State Department documents. And I was told I could not work with my EU staff to pull together the relevant files and information.
The U.S. military says two American service members have died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. The cause is under investigation, but early reports indicate enemy fire was not involved. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel says its military carried out what is called a wide-scale strike against dozens of Iranian targets in Syria. We have a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Israeli airstrikes targeted arms depots belonging to Iran's elite Quds force in two Damascus suburbs. The group says strikes also hit an airbase where air defense units are stationed. From the Syria side, the state news agency says its air defenses destroyed most of the missiles before they reached their targets. The Israeli military says the hits follow a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights on Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Experts say North Korea is pushing for major concessions from Washington before it agrees to resume working-level talks on nuclear disarmament. Meanwhile, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he is no longer interested in holding another meeting with President Trump and that the decision to postpone joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises is not enough for Pyongyang to return to the negotiating table. The U.S.-North Korean dialogue has been stalled since the failed February summit in Hanoi. The United States has imposed new sanctions on individuals and networks said to be providing financial support to the Islamic State. Syria, Turkey, Afghanistan, and several other countries have been targeted. U.S. officials said since the raid that claimed the life of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi last month, Washington has stepped up its efforts to undermine the group's financial standing. Power outages are planned for parts of California today. It is a continuing response to the danger of wildfires. Here's AP correspondent Matt Small with a report.
Pacific Gas and Electric is set to begin shutting off power this morning to some 375,000 people across 18 counties in northern and central California, an area that's been facing extreme fire weather since last month. Officials with the utility company say the nearly rainless fall has left brush bone dry, with forecasts calling for low humidity and winds that could reach 55 miles per hour, which might fling tree branches and other debris into power lines, causing sparks that could set disastrous fires in the region. PG&E expects the situation to ease by tomorrow morning, allowing it to start restoring electricity. I'm Matt Small.
Bolivia used armed vehicles and helicopters to unblock access to a gas plant on Tuesday after blockades by supporters of ousted President Evo Morales cut off the fuel supply to the capital, La Paz. At least three people have been killed, 18 injured, in the clashes between protesters and police. Some Bolivian cities are said to be reporting shortages of food and fuel because Morales supporters have blocked highways and cut oil pipelines. More news at VOANews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.